now continue learning with you in the old city, Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, again in Beis Knesset Ol Yitzchak. On Daf Pei Amid Aleph, we left off two lines from the bottom. Maskif La Rav Oshia. Im Kein Havilei Mikula Beis Shammai Umechumrei Beis Hillel. If this would be so, that one would read this brisa as its simple pshat, that Beis Shammai holds that the shear is a revius and Beis Hillel holds its malay lugmav, then it comes out, then Beis Hillel is a bigger machmer when it comes to Yom HaKippurim. When are you chayev kares? What's smaller? Malo lugmav is smaller than a revius, ostensibly, until the Gemara is going to introduce a giant. There's going to be the elephant in the room. When there's an elephant in the room, introduce him. That's a sharp line everyone's heard. Let's see the Gemara's kasha that will introduce the elephant in the room. Maskif La Rav Oshia. Im kein havele mikula Beis Shammai umechumrei Beis Hillel. It comes out that Beis Shammai is lenient because he says you're not chayiv until a revius, while Beis Hillel says that you're going to be chayiv even less than that on melo lugmav. Amalei, answers the Gemara, ki ishal, the question in the Beis HaMedrash was arguing about someone who is the size of an elephant. Ba'og melech ha-boshan ishul, d'havlu b'sham el-chumra. In the case of Og melech ha-boshan, his cheek, the giant's cheek, is very, very large, and that's where Beis Hillel was talking about a cheekful, and Beis Shammai held it was a revius. However, with an average-sized person, then the halacha will be different. Now, how's the halacha going to be different? That we have to flesh out in the Gemara. Maskeflo Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira asked, according to the approach of Beis Hillel, that saying that it depends on the size of the person, Maishna Achila, de kol chad v'chad b'koseves. When it comes to Achila, then there is an objective shear, and that shear is the size of a date. Umaishna Shtia, de kol chad v'chad b'didei. But when it comes to drinking, everybody is different. Amalei Abaye, Abaye responded to this question, Kimlu l'Rabbanon b'koseves de b'hachi meis v'daita. The Rabbanon assumed that when it came to a date, that's universal, that a person will feel calmed down and will lose a little bit of their hunger pains if they already have that. Batzim hachi lo misveh. But less than that would not. B'shtiyah, but when it comes to drinking, so there a ratio of the body is more critical. It all depends on the size of the body, which corresponds to the cheek. Listen to what you're saying, says Rabbi Zeira to Abaye. You're assuming that the same koseves will calm Og Melech HaBoshen's hunger, as well as it will calm Pee Wee Reese's hunger? It's hard to imagine that will calm Pee-wee as the same way it will calm Og Melech HaBoshan. Amalei Abaye, Abaye responded, Kimlu l'Rabbanon b'hachi meis v'daitei, botzer lo mas v'daitei. In general, that's how it works. Miu kulei al-matuva. It's a general rule that it will calm most people. V'og Melech HaBoshan purta, and Og Melech HaBoshan is an insignificant statistical percentage, and therefore we don't take that into account. This is how I thought to translate the Gemara, and it could very well be, according to some Gersos, it might be correct. However, I see, according to the Meiri, and many of the translations, they explain the Gemara differently. And the Gemara says like this, and that's the pshat we will finally go with. Amalei Abaye, Kimlu Rabbanon b'hachi meisiv daitei, botzer me'achi lo meisiv daitei, miu kulei al-matuva. For everybody, it will calm them, or for the majority of the world, it will be meisiv daitei. It will make them lose their pangs of hunger for an extended period of time. V'og melech haboshan purta, and it will relieve the pangs of hunger even for og melech haboshan for a short period of time. So that's the teretz according to the Meiri, and that's the pshat that we will go with. Period. Asks the Gemara still another follow-up question. Maskef la Rebbe Zeira. Baser shamein b'kikoseves, v'lulgve gefanim b'kikoseves. If the shear is all about meisiv daitei, asks Rebbe Zeira, and that's what Abaye is working with. The truth is, it wasn't only Abaye. We already saw it this idea of Mesiv Daita on the bottom of Ayin Tesa Mebeis, could be Reb Zera's asking on the whole Yisod, is this all about Mesiv Daita? Kosevis is Mesiv Daita? A fat piece of meat is a shear of Kosevis, just like some shoots from a pine, something like bamboo shoots that we eat, that lechura should be very, very different. And if it's based on Mesiv Daita, Besser Shamein should be a smaller shear than Luvay Gafanim. Even the thinnest food and the food that is the least satiating, once it's the size of koseves, then already mesiv daita. However, basar shamin tuva, basar sham will do it for an extended period of time. Lulvei gafanim purta, but lulvei gafanim will be for a shorter period of time. Maskiv lo Rava. Rava asks, kzayis bichtei achilas pras, the koseves bichtei achilas pras. The shear of achila. Along the same lines, Rava asks that when it comes to the kezayis has the shiur of tziruf. The amount of time that you have to eat the whole kezayis is the amount of achilas pras, which is a half a loaf of bread. And a koseves, which is larger than a kezayis, has also the period of kidei b'chdei achilas pras. If it's all about yisuvei meis v'daita, so then in such a case, we should give a koseves, which is a larger shear than a kezayis, a longer period than kidei achilas pras. Answers Abayi, Amalei Abayi, Kimul Rabbanon, Tebahachi meis v'daita. The Rabbanon had an assumption that the longest expanse of time would be the amount of time that a person would eat a half a loaf of bread. Any shear, whether it was smaller or more, would its effect of misvei daite would evaporate with a period longer than kezayis bechtei achilas pras. Maskif lo Rava, Rava asked, kezayis, our cheshbon of what's considered a significant maisa achila of a kezayis is over the time that a person would eat bichdei achilas pras. And the same thing, by the way, of course, we change the gears of bikosevis to kezayis, as you notice. Chatzi pras, when it comes to shir chatzi pras, there we're talking about in Hilchos Tumah v'Tahara, that if a person eats the amount of Tumah that is a half a loaf, bichdei achilas pras, that's also the amount of achilas pras, a chatzi pras that makes someone tame, that is in the amount of time of kidei achilas pras. So Rava asks, are we going to calculate that large shear of chatzi pras, which is much larger than a kosevis, in the same period of time? Amalei Rav Papa, Rav Papa answered, hanach l'tumas gviya delav doraisi. When it comes to the shear of achilas Toma, in other words, something that is tame, which a person who eats it, his body becomes tame, the shear of that is a chatzi pras in the period of time of achilas pras. So says Rav Papa, leave that alone, because that is not a din doraisa. And therefore, the shear of the amount of time of that achila does not combine if it took place in a period of time of shir kedei achilas pras, even though logically we should have extended that period of time if it was a din d'oraisa. However, the whole halacha of tumas gviya, that if a person eats something that's tame, he becomes tame, is only midrabanan, and therefore we have that lenient shir. Asks the Gemara, Umi Amar Rav Papa Hachi, did Rav Papa say this? Was Rav Papa of the opinion that tumas gviya is only midrabanan, that if someone eats something that's tameh, the tumah is only midrabanan, vaksiv, but it's a befurish pasuk in Teirak Doisha, that it says, al tishak tzuas nafshay seichem b'chol asheretz hashoyreitz, v'loy sitamu b'hem v'nit meisem b'am. Chazal darshim v'nit meisem b'am, v'amar Rav Papa mikansha tumas gviya d'oraisa. If you eat something that's tameh, v'nit meisem b'am, b'am is klal Yisrael. Rev Yaakov Adis told me this morning that he repeated the pasuk v'shachanti b'socham to emphasize that it's b'soch kol echad v'echad b'klal Yisrael. V'nitmeisem bom is that it's within every person the shear of achila. Says the Gemara, midrabanan ukros machta ba'alma. This is a din derabanan, and the pasuk is just simply an asmachta, and Rav Papa did not mean to say it's a din d'oraisa. Baruch Hashem, we've concluded Daf Pei in Maseches Yuma. I finished it in the special base medrash of Netiv Aryeh. Be'ezer Hashem, we will pick up for Daf Pei Aleph, 8 lines from the bottom on Pei on the base.